Hey friends, did you know that you can use node pools to create a heterogeneous AKS cluster? Essentially, you can have a node pool with a VM size that can run your regular workloads, and then another node pool that supports GPU instances for machine learning workloads. Sarya is here to show me how to do that today on Azure Friday. Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Sarya Das and we're going to talk about multiple node pool support in AKS. This is new.
Yep, this has just been previewed.
Okay, so it's in preview and this is something that wasn't possible before. All the nodes had to be the same before?
Same. One node pool, same size VMs. You cannot change them. So what I have here is I'm going to create, I already have a cluster with multiple node pools created. So I'm just going to get the config file to connect to the cluster and then I'm going to just create a node pool. This is just a sample command, and this is how you create a single node pool. The first node pool, or it is also called the default node pool. So what I'm going to create is a node pool with one node.
Okay.
The dash T flag is the node count. And then once I create that node pool, I can add another node pool to it. And the command to do that is azaks node pool add, and then you give a cluster name, the resource group, the name of the node pool, the node count, the VM size. Now I've chosen F16. You can choose GPU, which is standard NC, or any other one that you want. Standard F16 is specifically compute intensive workloads.
Right.
And I've selected a Kubernetes version of 1.12.8.
Okay.
So one cool thing about having different node pools is you can have them at different Kubernetes versions.
How far off can the versions be though?
Yeah. So in AKS, we support N-3. So today we support 1.14, which is one of the latest versions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we support 1.13, 12, and 11.
Okay.
So you could choose any one of them.
Okay, so anywhere within the available range.
Yes.
Which allows you a little bit of flexibility. Of when you want to update your node pools.
Yeah, it can also help you, like say tomorrow 1.15 came in. You could create a node pool and test 1.15 without affecting your, you know, maybe your workload that is running on another node pool.
So after you do this command here, could you perhaps do a git nodes and help me visualize what's happening?
Yep, sure. So if I do a node pool list, so okay. There are a couple of commands. You can do a node pool list and you will see all the node pools that you have. So this shows you that there is a F series pool and the default node pool one,
right.
Shows their version, the OSTS size, how many nodes you have, and then you can do kubectl get nodes. This will give you the raw VMs. So if there were two VMs in the F-series pool and three VMs in node pool one, it would have listed all of them.
Okay.
So you can see that, you know, naming is pretty clear to show you that it belongs to a specific node pool.
Right, it's very regular.
Yep. So what I'm trying to do here is show you that, hey, when there are use cases where you want to target specific workloads, like I said, F-series is a compute intensive series of VM, and you want to run, say, a compute-intensive workload. You want to target it specifically to the F-series pool. How do you do that? So you can use this Kubernetes concept that is called taints and tolerations. So when you taint a node, like I've done, I'm trying to do is I'm taint the node. This is the name of the node
right. That
I've chosen. This is the same one here in the node pool F-series. And I'm tainting it with this specific label. And I'm saying skew is F-user no schedule. What that means is only pods that have this something called as toleration with this specific label can land on this node. Otherwise, they cannot. If you were to run a pod without this label, it would land on other nodes and not on this node.
Interesting.
So I'm going to apply the taint, and then I'm going to show you a sample deployment that I'm going to do, which has this specific label. So you can see that here. This is a simple pod, which is downloading Nginx. This is not compute intensive.
Yeah,
you can deploy a real compute intensive
one. Just for the demo.
Yeah, just for the demo. And then you've explained the power.
Right.
The toleration is that it will look for this key and the value and the effect. And then once it finds a node with that match, it can tolerate. As in, it can tolerate that specific node which has the taint
that's
and can deploy
it. That's a very clever naming. It's very difficult to name things. But when you taint something, you tend to kind of dirty it or
yes.
Color it in some negative way.
Yes.
But then you put a toleration on something else that says, well, I can tolerate that. Maybe it's got too much salt, but I'm okay with too much salt.
Yep.
Or if, you know, when I go to the restaurant, I always have to eat the spicy food.
Yep.
All right, so that one is now able to tolerate that the previous one's taint.
Yep, so I'm going to deploy the pod, kubectl apply. Once that is done, I'm going to describe the pod to see that it landed on that specific node.
Okay.
I did that, and you can see the event log, And specifically, the first event log says that, you know, successfully assigned the default pod to the F-series pod.
Okay.
So it landed on that specific node. So you had a GPU machine learning workload, you could land it specifically on a GPU machine, because you don't want other workloads to land on GPU machines. They're very expensive. That's it. And then some cool things that you can do with node pools is upgrade them at a separate schedule compared to the other node pools. Mm-hmm. They can be upgraded to a different version. So the one that I have on 1.12.8 can be upgraded to 1.13.5. And then you can individually scale them. You don't need to scale everything together. You can scale this node pool to go from 1 to 3 or 1 to 5. And then you can delete these node pools when you don't need them.
And it's totally okay to do that. I mean, when you delete the node pools, though, because it's AKS, you're paying for what?
You're paying for what you all have, like the default node pool that is there, nothing else. You don't pay for this node
pool. You don't pay for this one. Yeah. Now, you use the example of a regular one versus a GPU, but there's other reasons to separate it. You're using node pools as a way of partitioning.
Yes.
You can hide the version of the underlying Kubernetes. You can hide the hardware capabilities of the underlying virtual machine.
Yep.
You could hide perf. You could have basics and premiums.
Basics
you could
and premium.
Whatever.
Whatever. And then you can do, like I said, new Kubernetes versions have new features. It's great to test new features with new node pools that have a new Kubernetes version.
Mm-hmm. So. And then, of course, you could keep it in production, maybe on a more stable or more kind of quote-unquote LTS version.
LTS version.
And then do your staging, build your own, basically your own staging system using the new stuff.
New node pools, yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. So this is in preview or this is available?
This is available in preview for you to try out.
Mm-hmm. And so folks can go and try this out. And then where can they learn more about this? That's up on the AKS website at docs/Azure/AKS. And there's a whole documentation on using multiple node pools.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, fantastic. I am learning all about the new multiple node pool support on Azure Kubernetes here on Azure Friday.